Coach's Insight programs continuing here on Care Country tonight. Atchison County girls basketball coach Andrew Eckert joining us, presented by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, you got a game Friday. We'll get to that in just a little bit. You've had a little bit of time off. No early week game this week. But last Friday, last time out, you guys were at home, a non-league game against Care Paravel. Care Paravel gets the win Friday, 53-30. So take us back to Friday. What'd you take away from that ball game at home?
I know the score doesn't really show it, but it was a very competitive game. I think we were down just a couple going into halftime. And we came out really hot. We actually had a first quarter lead even. We just kind of ran out of gas. But we came out. I think Ava Spear made four threes in the game. Madison Martin had 13 or 14. So we saw some really good things on offense. Defensively, we played really well. You know, the fourth quarter, just like a lot of our games have this year, they just kind of get away from us, even though we've competed and played really well the first three quarters. But take the fourth quarter out, I was really happy with how we played.
Yeah, and it seems like, and we've talked about this, you know, not just, you know, for you guys, but I know other coaches have talked about it throughout the course of the season. It's, you know, you have a 8, 12, 14-minute stretch throughout 32 minutes that you really, really like. But it's just so hard and it's so challenging to really get that full 32-minute effort. And it seems like at times you're playing good, you like it for a good stretch, but then sometimes it kind of falls off. And it just seems like the consistency factor is just really kind of hard to get, you know, going here. And that's really kind of an issue throughout.
Oh, 100%. Especially when you're trying to mix girls in with like freshmen and seniors, it takes time to adjust. And, you know, I know we're 16, 17 games in, but like, those freshmen, they've had to learn quite a bit, and it's hard to find that consistency, not just game to game or minute to minute, just like day to day. There's a lot of ups and downs to the season. It's a long season. So, yeah, consistency is a big thing. We're still trying to learn, and I've definitely seen improvement on it.
You guys go, or I should say you guys return home. You get Horton on Friday. It's going to be the league contest. You know, you saw them early in the season. I think it was game two, early December, so you played them out of league your second game of the year. Horton got the win, you know, but that was a couple months ago. I mean, what strides, what have you seen in terms of progression from your team and kind of the expectations for the second go-around against Horton at home on Friday, and then just kind of compare it to what you saw from your team, you know, when you played them back in early December?
Yeah, there's going to be four of our last six games, I think, or five of our last six games that we've already played these teams. And I think it'll just be interesting to see how we've grown and how we've improved. Because I know we have improved, but obviously these other teams have improved as well. But I feel like we had so much room for growth. I want to see how well we've improved. And again, sometimes the scores aren't going to show how it truly is, but I want to see us to come out Friday and compete for as long as we can and try to hold in there. And like I know our defense is a lot better than it was December 12th or whatever it was, you know. But I want to see if our offense is better. I want to see if our brush breaker is better because, Horton's a very good team, and they gave us a lot of fits that first time.
Atchison County girls basketball coach Andrew Eckert joining us. Again, coming off a loss to Care Paravel Friday. They had no game earlier this week, so a little time to prepare for the Northeast Kansas League showdown in Effingham on Friday against the Horton Chargers. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, man.